This was the second time that Jesus returned to his hometown. According to Luke chapter
4,
when he first returned to his hometown, he also went to the synagogue on Sabbath. And read them from the book of Isaiah. And also interpreted for them. So at that time, all the people who heard his message, they also was marveled at what he was able to do. So in Luke 4:22, it says this. And all spoke well of him, and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? So he continued to teach the Bible and spoke of the sins of Israel. So they wanted to kill him. So in Luke chapter 4:28 and 29,
it says this.
And when they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of town, and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built. So here we can see three things that made the Nazarenes that have a bias against Jesus. So the third was his knowledge. So they said, how can he do such things? So the second was his wisdom caused them to be astonished. So what kind of wisdom was given to him? So the third was his power, authority, made them astonished. So they say, how are such mighty works done by him? Even though they admitted that Jesus has the power, the wisdom, and the knowledge. But this only caused them to be astonished. But it did not cause them to believe in this person who is the Messiah, who is also their Savior. Even today, many of the non-believers, when they read or heard Jesus' teaching, they all think they are very good, and they are also respected. But they do not believe in him. But only believe him as an unusual person. Even though he first returned his hometown, he told them, he is the one, the Redeemer they've been expecting. So in Luke chapter 4:25, he says, today, this passage is fulfilled in your ears.
也就是说，以赛亚书中所指的这个救主，就是我自己。耶稣告诉他们。
In other words, say the Messiah was pointed in Isaiah was just me.
那么这次他是第二次又回到他的家乡。
So this is second time when he returned to his hometown.
那么又向他们显明了他的智慧、知识和能力。
So he revealed to them his wisdom, his power, his authority.
但我们知道以色列人他们是相信神的存在的。
We know that the Israelites they believe the existence of God.
他们是相信人的知识、智慧和能力都是神赐给的。
They believe the wisdom, the knowledge, and the power are only given by God.
然而这些拿撒勒人呢，他们亲眼见证了主耶稣的知识、智慧和能力。
So those Nazarites they witnessed the Jesus' power.Jesus' wisdom and his knowledge.
他们既不相信神会赐给人像耶稣这样的知识、智慧和能力。
But they do not believe God can give him such knowledge, wisdom, and power.
也不接受他就是那位知识、智慧和能力的神。
They do not accept him to be the God who gives the power, the knowledge, and the wisdom.
虽然旧约中所应验的弥赛亚的形象一个一个的应验在耶稣的身上。
Although all the prophecies of a Messiah has been fulfilled in Jesus.
他们不但不信他，反而用他们的经验和主观臆断来继续质疑他，甚至最后厌弃他。
So not only do not believe in him, they use their own subjective bias that are against him, even to the point they want to kill him. So that's the second point, that the people cannot believe Jesus through their subjective assumption. Verse number three. We look at the first part of the third point.
这个是那木匠，不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约瑟、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不是也在我们这里吗？
Is this not the son of the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and not his sisters with us here?
所以这里他们第一个质疑是：这不是那木匠吗？
The first thing is not that carpenter.
他们认识，他们认识耶稣，从小就是跟他父亲一个是一个学木匠的。
They know that Jesus, ever since he was young, he learned to be a carpenter with his father.
他们没有听，他们没有听说过耶稣有过别的技能。
They do not know nor have heard Jesus have other abilities.
所以呢，这个马二福音十三章五十五节来说，这不是木匠的儿子吗？
所以 Matthew also says, "Is this not the son of the carpenter?"
他没有，也就是他没有做过任何拉比的学生。
He has never been a student of any rabbis.
也没有受过任何正规的关于圣经的教导。
Has never had any formal teachings of the Bible.
也就是他也没有任何的知识的来源。
He has no source of knowledge.
他只是一个木匠。
He is only a carpenter.
他们认为他不可能获得这些知识。
They don't think he can receive those knowledge.
而且木匠在当时呢是一种非常被人轻看的一种低下的技工。
So the carpenter was very despised by people in those days.
那么这些是叠加旨意，也就是。
So in other words, what they meant was.
他也就是说，一个小小的木匠怎能在会堂里教训人呢
？How could a small carpenter can teach people in the synagogue?
只有文士和拉比才有这样的资格。
Only the scribes and the rabbi can do that.
所以他们首先质疑他的是他知识的来源。
So the first thing they question was, where did he receive those knowledge?
那么第二个和第三个他们质疑的是关于这个他质疑他们是从谁，他的母亲是谁，他的这些哥哥姐妹妹是谁。
So the second they were thinking, who are his mother, who are his brothers?
所以这里说，这不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他的妹妹们不也在我这里吗？
Jesus said, this is not the son of Mary and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and are not his sisters are with us here? He did not say Jesus is the son of Joseph. He says it's the son of Mary. So some people will interpret this as at this time that Joseph has already died. Some will say that this is the way they are ridiculing Jesus. Because he was born before Mary was married. So such a child was born of sin. How could they teach people in the synagogue? So they was attacking Jesus from a moral standard. So they refuse his teaching, they do not accept his knowledge and his wisdom. Here there are four names of his brothers, James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. Also said his brother, sisters are also here.
So
this means they are using the subjective assumption that Jesus is just like his brothers and his sisters. So he is not the one who he claimed to be the Messiah. So this also means they are denying Jesus' divinity. So in verse 3, they say that they offended him. Here it means they despised him, they shamed him. So it says that the people in Nazareth, because of Jesus' deeds, feeling that they were despised. So they think the fact that Jesus was born in their area was a shame. So to the Nazarites, this is not something they are proud of. So this is such a lowly person claim to be the Messiah they've been expected, that's just impossible. But in such a lowly person, they were shown the great power, knowledge, and wisdom. So this also means this is the cornerstone that was thrown away by the builders. So the builders, when they build a house, they have to choose one of the best and strongest stone. So if they find a stone that was have a crack or not smooth, they would throw it away. We know the Bible says Jesus was looked upon by the Israelites as a cornerstone that was thrown away. So in Psalm 118, verse 22, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
然而这并不是每个人对耶稣都是一样的反应。
But not all the people react to Jesus in the same way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22 says this. So the Jews demand signs and the Greeks seek wisdom. But we preached Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and a folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. From the previous message, we can see, even before Jesus died on the cross before, So many people who were expecting for the Messiah, they considered Jesus was the stone that was despised. So they don't think that yes, Jesus was what they're expecting. After Jesus was crucified, he was looked upon by the unbelieving Jews as a stumbling block. For those who are unbelieving Gentiles, looked on as a folly. But for those of us who believe in him, we know that he was crucified for our sins. So that's the Lamb of God who redeemed us, who is the greatest love of God shown to us. So what we just discussed was the people in his hometown, how did they respond to Jesus? But this is no wonder to Jesus. So the third, we know that Jesus knows the hearts of people. Let's look at this chapter, verse 4.
耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。So
Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household.
那么这些都告诉我们，主耶稣他早已知道他会被以色列人拒绝。
So here tells us Jesus knew ahead of time that he will be rejected by Israelites. Because he is the omniscient God. So here he used the old Arabian language to tell them. So those who are ignorant, sinful people are always self-centered. So they often, because of their ignorance, they make foolish judgments and declarations. There are many examples in the Bible. We know that Moses killed an Egyptian in the wilderness. He saw no people have seen him. But he had to run away for his life. We just talked about David's brothers and King Saul is the same. This also happens in our daily lives.
<音><音>
is one of the women Ashkara. So it's a Russian pilot, women pilot. So he was the first women astronaut in Russia. So after he returned, he said there's no God in the universe because she did not see one. That's verse 5 and 6. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief.
那么这里并不是说主耶稣听家家人的反应就失去了他的能力。This
does not mean because of his relatives respond him that way, so he lost his ability.
他就不能再行神迹了。He
will no longer perform miracles.
不是这样。That
this is not true.
他那是告诉我们。He's
telling us.
主耶稣并非随便的施展他的大能。
So Jesus did not just lose his power casually. He wants to see people's hearts. But those in Nazareth, their hearts were hardened. So Jesus knows, even though he will perform his miracle, they still would not believe. So he went to somewhere else to preach the gospel. One of the God's servants said this.
他说耶稣行的神迹并不像魔术师表演的魔术。
So he says that Jesus' miracles are not the same as the magician's performances. The magicians is one to show how great their power are. That Jesus performed the miracle is to reveal to people. How does his redeem great work of redemption will work?
他医病、赶鬼、使死人复活等等这些神迹，总是发生在那些凭信心来到他面前的人。So
the way he healed people, he cast out demons, and he also raised people from dead, is to know that when people come to him with faith,
总是生效在那些诚心来恳求他改变他们神命的人身上。
He only performed those for those who come to him earnestly and wanting him to help. So we know that there was two people mentioned in chapter 5. One is a Yairo, who was a manager of the synagogue. The other one was a lady who had a blood disease. So let us ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, do I have the same faith like the arrow of the manager? Do I have the faith like the lady who had a 12 years disease of blood? If we don't have such a faith, we need to ask the Lord to help us. So today, from the example of how Jesus returned second time to his hometown, his performances, So we know that even the people, how they were astonished with Jesus' performance, they cannot believe him. So we cannot use our subjective assumption to believe in Jesus. We can only believe Jesus with our faith. So we can ask, where does faith come from? The Bible tells us that faith came from God. It's the complete work of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 23, it tells us, therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accused. So we, if we believe in Lord Jesus, we need to know that we are truly believers. Not because we are good. We are not any smarter than those who are unbelieving. But it is in the Holy Spirit that worked in our hearts. So we can cross over to believe. So this faith is not ours, but given the gift by God. So we have nothing to boast. We can only come to Him and to thank Him. We can also understand God's redemption has a plan. It also means even though those who do not believe now, but does not mean they will not believe in the future. So Jesus' brother James is one example. Even though James did not believe in Jesus when he was alive, but after Jesus was crucified and resurrected and ascended, so he became a faithful disciple of Jesus. He also wrote the book in the Bible, it's called James. So brothers, sisters, and friends, if you already believe in Jesus, so you continue to pursue Him through the grace that He bestowed on you. So you will know Him more and imitate Him. Because be His faithful disciple. If you have not known or believed in Jesus, may you have a teachable heart. So when you are listening to the gospel, don't be astonished, nor keep any subjective assumptions. Open your heart because the Holy Spirit can come in any time. Because also God knows our heart. We also would like to pray for you. May God's grace be on you soon. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for leading our worship today. We thank you that through the words of Jesus that we may know the grace of God.
We
would you continue to work on those believers who believe in me, believing in Jesus, continue your wonderful work. So that in the new year we can love you more and be near you more. Because your love lasts forever and your faithfulness into generations. May you also work on those who still not yet believe in you. Because you are the omnipotent God. You can change a person that you will succeed.
主就求主你, 让这些恩典早日临到他们。
May you bless them early.
感谢主,
we thank you.
我们在祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
We thank God for the message.